I was like, are we going?
Well, you kept talking. I was just like, I don't know if he's ready or not.
Yep.
Okay. You sure?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
I still like that intro.
It's good. I like that other one better.
I know, but I still like it.
Yeah.
I still like it a lot. Hey, Doug, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I am, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed emotions, man.
What?
Well, it's just, we've got some really sad news that happened this week to a local legend.
Yeah.
That most people started their mornings with every morning on their drive to work. If nobody knows, one of the best and smartest and most kind people that could be out there was pretty selfless. Kid Craddock passed at the age of 53 over the weekend. And if you don't know who he is, he did the morning show on 106.1 Kiss FM here in DFW, and he was syndicated in over, I think, 75 markets across the U.S. and millions of listeners every morning.
Yeah.
So, just really sad, a big loss for the industry. He helped a lot of people out. He got a lot of people jobs in the music industry, and of course, just at the studio itself. And countless stories were pouring in all day today. If you were listening in the morning, you ever listen to him?
I listen to him every morning on my way to work.
Yeah, he's a big deal around here.
Yeah, I mean 106.1 is probably, like, Kiss FM is one of the biggest radio stations in the area, and then he's been in Dallas since he started, I think, at Kiss FM. I think they said like 1984.
That's crazy. That's a long time.
Yeah, as like a night DJ. So he started here before I was even born.
Yeah.
And then I think they said in the early 90s he was moved to the morning show, and I think they were saying that he was like their first like true morning talk show.
They've never been without a
So as long as I can remember, it's always been Kid Craddock in the morning. Now, it was always Kid and Kelly and Big Al.
Yeah, and then recently, 5 years ago, they added Jenna
JC and
JC.
Jenna. Yeah.
Ooh, Jenna. She could take over.
I'm torn because, I mean, you know, I just listened to him Friday morning. They were talking about going to this golf thing. So
isn't that weird? It's so weird. And then he did this whole, like, deathbed thing last week.
I missed that part. I just didn't hear it, but I thought that was really weird, and that kind of makes me wonder if maybe he knew something that we don't know.
The thing is, on the show today, I was listening. They started the show late at 7 a.m., and he was talking, and they were all talking, and they said, listen, you know, that we've done in the past, and nobody knew anything. He didn't know anything. Everything was normal. Nobody was hiding anything. It's just something that happened. And something unexpected, and so it's sad because he's definitely an icon, and he's going to be very missed.
Yeah, for real. I just don't know. I mean, I hope that they keep going on with the show. I think I heard this morning that they said that they were not entirely sure what their future held for them, and that's just sad to me because all these, you know, like JC and Jen are just now getting started in their radio career, and to me that just seems like almost not. I mean, just it's cut short almost because of that. If they decide to cancel, I hope they don't. I don't know if any of them are necessarily strong enough to lead the show, but I think as a group that they could still carry on for at least a little while until either they pull someone else in or one of them steps up somehow. I don't know. It's one of my favorite shows. They're amazing people. They're funny. And because I've been listening to them, you know, for like 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing is, you know, do you try to have someone fill Kid Craddock's shoes? Because he is just a genius, you know, in what he does. And, you know, the bits that he creates and, you know, just the personality, the bigger-than-life personality. It'd be really tough for somebody to come in and take his spot. But then also, then again, you're like, well, we love the people in the surrounding cast and we don't want it to go away. So, you know, do you keep it and then still call it Kid Craddock in the morning? Or
I would. I think that's what I would do, is that, again, you have people that have been listening for years and years and years, and you can't, I mean, even though he's gone, you can't just take it away. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're talking about that they're going to be doing best dubs for a while. And luckily, again, they have 20 plus years of stuff. They could almost literally just re-air the show from the beginning and be good for 20 years. I know it's not what they're going to do because how dated it would be. But I don't know. It's just one of those, they could have someone fill in, but you still need to call it Kid Craddock because that is still what it is. It's still his show. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm really torn because I don't want someone else to come in, but I feel that if they don't, then the show may not last, and that kills me.
And I think because, I mean, when Kid Craddock would take vacations or when he would step out, JC would fill in, but JC isn't strong enough to lead the show, in my opinion, anyways.
Yeah, he was definitely, it definitely seemed like he was kind of grooming him to take over, and that may have been his goal eventually, is that, you know, in 10, 15 years, whenever he was going to retire, maybe JC would then take over, if it was going to be that even that long, you know, maybe 7 years, because maybe he's going to hit 60 and be done, I don't know, but it really did feel like he was kind of grooming him to take over, and maybe we'll have to see JC take control earlier than what they were expecting, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see, but prayers go out to, of course, the Kid Craddock family, and hopefully everybody can get through it okay and move past it and see a life that was lived instead of a life that has been lost. So enough with the somber news. Why don't we try to jump in and cover our news, because I know that we can't put together like a full like hour and a half show kind of like what we did last week. I know that you have some guests coming over to your house, so we kind of, and I got food waiting for me. My dinner's waiting for me. We got things to do tonight.
It's just a crazy week. I mean, we got friends in town, and I've got to start getting ready because I'm going to California on Wednesday.
Let's see if we can fly through this show a little bit. Still give the listeners what they're looking for.
Okay. I don't think we need to rush it. We just need to be very conscious of the time tonight.
Okay, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the show. That is it.
See you next week.
My name is Jeremy.
And this is Doug.
Have a great week. All right, let's hit headlines.
All right.
And now the headlines with Doug and Jeremy. We're bringing you the biggest news stories of the week.
Heck yeah.
We are.
We the biggest. Are. The biggest and the brightest. And how bigger can you get than Johnny Depp, who is saying that retirement is not too far away?
Bullshit! Are you okay? Do you need some cough syrup?
Oh, yeah. I just got a little something in my throat, and it's... Yeah.
I think I still have some cough syrup left from that 1 week.
I've got a little BS in my throat.
Yeah, it happens.
So I think maybe he's sad because Lone Ranger only made like $20 at the box office.
There's that one person that went and saw it in IMAX 3D.
Yeah. So his quote on the BBC Breakfast as part of his promotional tour for The Lone Ranger says, "I wouldn't say I'm dropping out any second, but I would say it's probably not too far away on his potential retirement."
Yeah.
He did go on to say, at a certain point you start thinking, when you add up all the amount of dialogue that you say per year and you realize that you've written words more than you've had the chance to say your own words. Oh, you said written words more than you had the chance to say your own words. Start thinking about that as an insane opinion for a human being.
Option.
Exactly.
Insane option for a human being.
I can't read.
Yeah,
we all know this. As for what he wants to do instead, Depp was pretty vague, saying only that he wanted to pursue shark fighting.
Yeah, that's weird. Shark fighting was one that I didn't see coming.
Mm-hmm. And most people didn't. Yeah. He did say quieter things, but I mean, what's quieter than shark fighting?
I don't know. He was in a punk band for a while, so maybe he'll revisit that. That seems a lot quieter than acting.
Yeah, I think so too. I would say that being in a punk band is like reading a good book.
Yeah. Agreed.
So good luck to him.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like 4 or 5 movies in the works, and some of them haven't even started filming yet. Yeah. So this retirement is like
5 years.
Yeah, 10 years away.
Yeah. speaking of retirement, one movie just will not go into the dust, into the twilight darkness of Hollywood, and that's Beverly Hills Cop. The show, if you give you a little background, the movie was going to be turned into a show. The show did not get picked up, but the script was so good for it that they are optioning it for a movie, and now they're going to get a new movie, and the people who are writing it wrote Ghost Protocol. So there you go.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yep.
Oh, and they're also writing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm guessing that's the new one?
Yes.
The Michael Bay one?
Yes.
So you got people that are writing pretty serious movies. I don't know how serious the new Ninja Turtle movie is going to be, but like action movies, and they're going to write a comedy movie? Action movie? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. Meh.
Eh. I would say that both of them are pretty close to being the same. I mean, Ninja Turtles has comedy and action in it because they're teenagers. And right. Then, of course, you got Beverly Hills Cop, which was very high on comedic value.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that one seems more like a comedy, and then Ninja Turtles is more of an action with comedy sprinkled in. So maybe they'll make this new Beverly Hills Cop movie a lot of comedy, a lot of action.
We got through 2 news stories before we mentioned anything to do with comics. I'm pretty proud of us.
Yeah, I'm sure Jason's proud. I don't know. I'm just going to talk about him every show. Jason, are you proud? You can text me right now.
Yeah, let him know. Oh, you know what we forgot to say? We meant to promote this at the beginning. This is news, so I guess we can say it here. Next week, we are going to be live. So he can text you.
This is going to be really interesting to see how this goes.
Next week, we are going to be live on Ustream. And we're gonna have our webcams on. We're going to be recording the podcast live to the world. And it should be fun. Uncut. Live and uncut. What do you think?
I don't know if people necessarily want to look at us.
Well, so. My camera's going to be really far away. So it'll probably be outside. It'll just be pointed at the house.
Yep. It's cool. I'll just use a satellite feed of Earth.
Be like, there I am.
I'm down there somewhere.
I'm just going to wear a Darth Vader mask the whole show.
All right, then I'm going to wear my Boba Fett helmet the entire show.
It's retarded. All right, so tune in next week while we do that. We're going to do it live. It'll be Monday night at 8 p.m. sharp.
Yep.
Tune in probably about 15 minutes early if you want to check out us setting everything up and acting foolish on the stream before we actually get the show started. Called the pre-show, so check out the pre-show.
Yep.
So, in other news, Jamie Foxx is aggressively pursuing a Spawn reboot. I will say it again. I've said it before. I am a big fan of the first Spawn movie, even though it was ridiculous.
Have you rewatched it recently?
No.
See?
I refuse to.
Huh?
I refuse to rewatch it.
Because you're afraid of how bad it may be?
Yes.
It's probably pretty fair, because I'm sure it's probably pretty bad.
I am not opposed to this. I think that Jamie Foxx would make a... Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. I think Jamie Foxx would make a pretty good Spawn. What do you think?
I think he'd make a good Spawn. I don't necessarily think that we need another Spawn movie.
Yes, we
do. Maybe it's been long enough that they could probably reboot it. I know that Todd McFarlane really wants to do it, and he's been wanting to do it since, like, forever ago.
I think they can make it really good. Although it also depends on how Jamie Foxx does in Spider-Man 2.
We'll see.
So
I don't know. I just know that he really wants the role, apparently. Said something about a Comic-Con.
So listen, I know how much you love this movie. I know that we both haven't seen it. I wish you were in town when it came. Sharknado's coming.
I know.
I can see. Look at the excitement from the last story to this one. You're just having like a nerdgasm over there.
Compared to see Spawn, this.
You're just like, oh. So August 2nd, it will be a limited midnight showing on 200 Regal Cinema screens across the country.
Yep. I mean, you can check out, there's a, I'm trying to think of what the website was. You know, you can find it on...
You find it on Regal's website, I'm sure. Or you can go to Google Sharknado theatrical yeah. release and you'll find it.
It's like regmovies.com. And then that looks like that's where the list of where they're showing it is at. There is one here in our area. And like I said, I'm not going to be in town. And so I told... you and Jason to go see it, so you guys better go see it. Again, it's a Friday night, so that's why I'm like, maybe it's a little more acceptable. It's Friday at midnight. Maybe you can swing it. Plus, you it's Sharknado, and you'll get to see it in a theater.
I know. I think it's going to be incredible. I need to make the time. I need to go see it.
Yeah. So Friday.
And, you know, I'll go see it with Jason as long as he's friends with me still. We'll get into that more later. All right. Mitchell Hurwitz says he'll definitely make a season 5 of Arrested Development. Nothing more on that, but is it, after watching season 4, they say, you know, a lot of stuff was green screened, and so a lot of people, of course, complained about it. You've watched it.
Yeah, I liked it.
So you liked it, so you think that they should go ahead with a season 5?
Yeah. Absolutely. It was good. It was fun. I mean, obviously, it kind of lacked some of what the original seasons did, but mm-hmm. how they made this one, like, they made this season 4 to be watched back to back to back to back to back. That's how they did it. And so I think there were some people that were a little disappointed because some episodes didn't kind of leave you with, like, questions and stuff mm-hmm. because of the way that they wrote it to where, again, it was... I don't know. And every episode focused on, like, one character. I mean, yes, you saw other characters in it, but it focused on their part of the story, so it was like a giant puzzle. And so the first few episodes, it was like, what the hell is happening? Like, I don't understand what's going on. And then by, like, the fourth episode, you start seeing it pieced together, and it was like, okay, this is awesome. And I know that's what some people had issues with. It was like, one, you know, they kind of missed the not having to watch it all at once to understand what's going on. And then the... not focusing on one character at a time, that kind of the storytelling they didn't necessarily like. I thought it was good. I thought it was hilarious and weird, just like the original series was. So I'm all for it. I like what Netflix is doing with their television. It's awesome.
Well, there you go. That's the authority right there.
And speaking of just Netflix originals, Orange is the New Black is amazing.
I haven't checked it out.
Oh my gosh. Check it out.
Okay.
It was so good. I just saw some of my friends talking about it on Twitter. They're like, oh man, you know, Orange is the New Black, like 2 episodes in, pretty awesome. You guys should watch it. And I was like, okay, why not? And dude, I finished in like 3 days. It was awesome.
you just went right through it.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it's one of their original shows. Just some warning for people that may be offended by things.
Spoiler.
It is a Netflix show, and therefore it does not have to follow rules that are, you know, for
applied
like
applied for TV.
Yeah, for TV. So there are some boobs because it takes place in a women's prison. There's an episode where there's
spoiler.
Someone is taking pictures of their hoo ha or their vajayjay.
Okay. We could have stopped
up
on
shows the picture.
We could have stopped at hoo ha.
Yeah. I think it shows most, on the camera phone.
I think anybody over the age of 10 knows what a hoo-ha is.
Yeah. So this straight up shows the picture of the vagina on the phone. And then another picture comes in response to it. So there's a like giant penis as well. It just straight up shows it. So if you're easily offended by things like that and language, maybe don't watch it. The storytelling is amazing. The characters are phenomenal. It was awesome. I loved it.
Interesting.
So
very cool. There's a plug for you, Netflix.
Yeah. So get Netflix and watch these shows because they're awesome.
Doug, I want to go somewhere with you.
Are you taking me to Paris finally?
I just think the Eiffel Tower is in our future.
Sweet.
I don't want to go to Disneyland with you.
Oh.
I don't want to go to Disney World with you.
That's fine.
I don't want to go to Universal Park with you.
You sure?
I want to take you to Fox Theme Park.
Where is that?
It's not built yet, but it's... They announced a deal today. It's a 25-acre park. You can expect rides that feature things inspired by Night at the Museum, Alien, as well as Predator, Life of Pi, Ice Age, Rio, and more. There'll be media-based rides, thrill rides, dark rides, children rides, water rides, anal rides.
What? I know.
I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this off.
Did you see where they're building it?
No.
Malaysia.
What?
Who wants to travel to Malaysia?
That seems like when you're scared of the competition, you're like, well, let's just go to another country.
Exactly. Where there's like a lot of people that would, I guess, be willing to go to something like this. It's like, well, we don't trust Americans because Americans won't do it. So let's build it someplace where like people just go batshit crazy over this stuff. So I don't know. Because apparently this is their second attempt. They did it in 99 in a Fox Studios backlot in Sydney, and it shut down 2 years later. So we'll see.
Well, you put in a backlot. I mean, how much...
In Australia.
How much confidence are you going to have on it? And in Australia, if there's anyone listening to Australia, you know your country, and there's only like 10 people there. So there's 10 people in Australia, and they're all in the outback.
Well, Australia and Malaysia are really close, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're next-door neighbors. They're practically on top of each other.
They are. It's like, and then like New
Malaysia,
Zealand is kind of squeezing in there, too.
Well, that's how New Zealand got made, is Malaysia and Australia got together, and then born was, yeah.
There's your history lesson for the day.
Yeah, history lesson there for you.
So it's it'll never happen.
You know what else won't happen is a new XXX movie.
Yeah, hopefully this one never.
Vin Diesel is teasing a new XXX movie by posting a Twitter picture of a postcard that says "Xander Cage found alive." Stay tuned for more on this story. So,
boo. You know what? Someone needs to get control of him.
Why?
It's like
he's on top of his game.
Hey guys, I'm gonna be in the Avengers movie. Hey guys, we're gonna make another Riddick movie. Hey guys, we're gonna make another XXX movie. It's like, dude, shut up.
He's his own. Listen, when you're as big as him, you don't even need a marketing department. You just need Vin Diesel.
You would think that, like, you know, Joss Whedon would just be like, shut up.
Please
don't
talk
about the movie. We're not talking about the movie right now.
He's like, so excited because he's like, oh my gosh, my career fell apart there in the early 2000s, and now I'm back.
That must be what it is. But just, I guarantee you there's someone right now, like at Disney or whoever is in charge of Riddick and stuff, or, you know, just him just talking, just going like, oh my God, someone shut this guy up. Like, he's going to lose his role if he keeps just blabbing.
For real.
It's like their worst nightmare. It's like, we are trying to keep all of this under wraps.
And he's just like, here you go, everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it on my Twitter page.
Yeah. He actually has a really successful video game company.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. Let me see. Vin Diesel. It's something like Something video game studio. Trigon Studios.
Never even heard of it.
It was founded in 2002. They made movies, they made games called The Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay, which was an incredible game.
Which one?
Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay. If you haven't played it, oh, it's a must play. It's so good. And then they did Wheelman. And then they did Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Darth Athena, which was okay. And then they have four games in development right now. So,
okay.
Very successful. You know, it wasn't successful.
Dread 2.
No, Dread 1. But they're petitioning for Dread 2. That's why We wouldn't
Well, that's
need
how
to...
unsuccessful Dread 2 is that they're having an online petition to get it made.
Yeah, for real. Carl Urban wants to... only the fans can make a sequel. So now there's a petition online. So go sign it.
If you want it.
If you want to see the second one, then go sign it. So you find it online. There's your PSA.
Yeah.
So. In some kind of crazy news that I don't want to happen.
Yep. Agreed.
Both Zac Efron and Ryan Gosling up for Star Wars Episode 7 roles, which is a rumor right now.
Which hopefully it's a bullshit rumor. And here's why.
Because I hate Zac Efron. I like Ryan Gosling, but...
I think that they are too big of names to be put into a Star Wars movie. That's one of the great things about these movies. Is that, yeah, we had like Natalie Portman, but they do tend to choose some lesser known actors.
As the main roles.
As their main role, exactly. And maybe these guys won't be main roles. I mean, yes, Ewan McGregor was already known, Samuel Jackson and all those people were kind of known in the original trilogy, but maybe that's kind of what made it bad, is that they brought in these known actors.
Whereas you know what made it bad? Was bad acting.
Yeah. Maybe. But also, you bring in these actors that you expect stuff from. I don't know. Because the original trilogy, no one knew who Mark Hamill was. People kind of knew who Harrison Ford was because of American Graffiti. Carrie Fisher had only done a couple of things as well. So there was almost like just a nobody cast. And that's why they are who they are today, because of this. And I don't think that's what kind of what I like about it, is that big movie. Nobody actors.
I agree.
Because those people want that role more.
Oh yeah, and they'll do a better job. So.
These two don't. They made a joke when they said that Disney bought, Star Wars. There was a picture going around, and it was the picture of it's kind of the famous picture of Han Solo and Princess Leia and Luke, and I think Han's like in the shooting position. He's like about to shoot his blaster, and they replaced the faces, and I think on Luke was Justin Bieber, and then Selena Gomez on Princess Leia, and then Han Solo was Zac Efron. And it was funny because it was like, ha ha ha, this is what's going to happen because Disney bought it. But then it's like, okay, this actually is possibly going to happen because they're talking about Zac Efron.
That makes me it's painful.
It probably won't happen. Hopefully people, Disney, don't mess this up. I hope that they have like a whole department that is literally watching fan sites to see how fans are responding to this news. Like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to talk to them. And then they just go watch the message boards and just watch people just blow up about it.
Yeah, and I think that maybe they leak this stuff so that way they can see the reaction.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, we're thinking about Zac Efron. Now, before we do this, let's just put it out there that it's a rumor. And then they go see the internet blow up on its face and be like, all right, let's not do that.
Yeah, rumor. It's just a rumor. Just kidding.
Ha
ha. I don't know, but we've seen some rumors that have kind of done that in the past year. I mean, especially with the Ninja Turtle movie, where it was like, oh, they're aliens, and then like 6 months later, you're like, haha, just kidding, yep. Not aliens.
And you've seen that with real things as well, like the Xbox. Hey, we're gonna do all this stuff. Just kidding.
Yeah, obviously you guys aren't ready for that yet, so we're going to wait on that and not do that just yet, and then we'll wait for other competition to do it, and then we'll do it too.
Yeah, because that's all they're doing.
Yeah, and then we'll be scrutinized for being behind.
That's what they're doing, dude. Like, I see, like, okay, the PS3 will say that they're doing something, and then the next week, the 360 announces they're doing the same thing.
I know.
And then I'm just like, the Xbox One, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, what's going on here?
I think it's really funny that, this is going back to the Xbox One argument that we've had before, just that whole, like, technology and, like, some of the stuff that was made to make it, like, Steam and stuff was created by Sony, that then they sold it to Xbox, and then Xbox was like, hey, look what we're doing, and then Sony was like, fuck, man, we're not doing that, it's dumb. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, and now it's just like...
You guys just hung us out to dry. Thought we were going, like, we're going to be partners with this.
I thought we were chasing the dream here, and we're going to partner up. And
well, I thought we were bringing the new generation of video. No, we're not doing that anymore. Okay, we'll just be stuck here on discs.
I guess.
So maybe hopefully we'll see that with this. Is that I'm guessing that a very large part of like the Star Wars fan base is kind of going like, Zac Efron, get the hell out of here. Ryan Gosling, maybe, but Zac Efron, get out.
I could do a Zac Efron. I mean, You know what was a terrible idea?
What's that?
Deciding to chew a Starburst in the middle of a podcast.
That was pretty dumb.
But it's delicious. It's the pink one.
They're also saying that Leonardo DiCaprio took a meeting about the film, but passed.
Good.
Why? Just get these famous people out of here. I mean, the only famous people that need to be in this movie are Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher.
Well, okay. let's get off. Let's not anger you anymore.
Okay,
let's move on to the next one. Del Toro says that the Pacific Rim sequel, which shouldn't be a sequel because they defeated everything. They blew up a bomb on the. Well, I guess
spoilers.
I guess the whole planet didn't blow up.
No.
So the Jaegers and the Kaiju. The Jaeger and the Kaiju hybrid.
God. Sorry.
What?
Kaiju.
That's what I said.
Not Kaiju.
I didn't say Kaiju.
You did.
No, I didn't. I said Kaiju. Did.
No, you said Kaiju. It literally sounds like you said Kaiju.
Okay, well, the Kaiju.
That is why I'm laughing, because that sounds almost derogatory.
So the Kaiju. When we see a Kaiju in the sequel, it'll be a hybrid because, well, what happened? The gypsy was sent to the other side. It exploded, but whatever remains stays there. Dun, dun, dun. And then we drifted with the Kaiju brain. Well, then start rifting on that and you'll get to something. No idea what that means.
Oh, neither. It was just a way for them to give some bullshit answer without actually answering anything.
Yeah. All right. Let's check out some numbers. Oh, you want to keep talking?
Well, I was just say, dude, if they made a sequel, I would go see it. I'm not even going to lie.
I would, too. I enjoyed the first one.
It was so much fun. It was such... Yeah. It was just a turn-off-your-brain action movie. Just watch these monsters fight. It was awesome.
It really was. I liked it.
Right, moving on.
I let it play out this week. It was long.
It is pretty long.
All right, coming in at number 5 in the box office battlefield is Grown Ups 2, making $11.5 million. We will get a part 3 to this because it grossed over $100 million.
That's terrible. I hate that that's like a thing.
Number 4 is Turbo, the movie that bombed but still is doing pretty good in the second week. Picked up $13.3 million for a total of $55.8 million. Despicable Me 2, or as my son calls it, Speckle the Meat 2, came in at number 3, $16
million. Makes me laugh always.
For a total of $306 million.
You want to talk about a movie that's getting a third one?
Hmm? Oh, I know, right? It's getting a spinoff already.
So, Jesus. Just a Minion movie?
Yeah, Minion movie. Coming in number 2 is the horror movie The Conjuring, making a $22.1 million approach in the speedway of the
the anyways, movies that are racing for number 1.
For that's a good one. I like that. And at number 1 is The Wolverine, making $55 million, which is quite low.
Yeah. That's what I said when you showed me the numbers earlier. I was like, that is not a number you want to see for an opening weekend for a comic book movie.
Which of course, leads us into what we watched this weekend, because we both saw a special movie where you have claws and stuff. So,
just some claws in there. Just a couple.
My stomach, I'm so hungry, I just can't stop thinking about food. But hey, what are you watching? Right? Am I right?
Do it.
Am I right?
Hit that beat.
Am I right?
You're right. Now hit the beat. Drop it.
Are you watching closely?
Doug.
Yeah.
Can I have a rap moment?
You gonna rap?
No. Can I have a rap moment? Let me show you. Yo, DJ, bring that beat back.
Are you watching closely?
Man, we just gave you double.
Jason's never been so mad.
Well,
I'm never listening to this show again.
I'm just prepping him because I know he's already fired up about that, and he's going to be really fired up with... Well, he was already fired up on Facebook. He could not believe that I didn't like this movie. And I said in my Facebook post that everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and it's wonderful if you did like this movie. I'm happy you got something out of it. But I just didn't.
I think that you gave it a 2 out of 10 on your IMDb thing, almost out of spite. Because you were so mad how much you didn't like it.
I was because of the fact that I wanted to love it so bad. Yeah, I love the marketing.
I don't think that's a fair rating. I think it's fair.
It is.
I don't think it is because, like, Jesus Christ, I'm not even entirely sure I would get the first Wolverine of 2. I don't think I'm that mean. It's not, like, that's such a mean rating. Listen, it wasn't that bad. I understand that you didn't like it, but Jesus, it wasn't that bad.
I was so bored. Okay, here's the problem. In the preview, it looked like it was this action-packed movie. It looked like it was going to be the Wolverine to end all Wolverine movies. I thought that they learned from their mistakes from the first movie. I thought they learned from their mistakes from the X-Men movies. And I thought that...
To a degree.
Huh?
I think they did to a degree.
And well,
we'll talk about that in a bit.
I just... Like, they even said this is the Wolverine movie that the fans have been waiting for.
Well, that's what, like, IGN said and stuff.
I just didn't feel it, man. Listen, here's the reasons. And for anyone listening, of course, we'll try to be as spoiler-free as possible because we don't want Jason to blow a head gasket. So we'll announce it right here, spoilers. I didn't enjoy the lead-up for the story. It took an hour to tell the tale, to build it up. It took an hour before we really got into it. It held your hand the entire way. It was like, I said it on my Facebook post. It was the 90s style of action film writing, to where you had to tell everything that was going on word for word almost. So that way the audience was following. And I just didn't think that was needed so much. And I will say that maybe I did base my rating off a little, it was a little unfair because of the fact that me and Tabor, and here's the thing. I know a lot of people are saying that I didn't, there's a lot of people who liked it, but Jeff gave it the same, you know, the same, he feels the same about it. And I don't know
if I can trust his judgment on anything when he told you to start Doctor Who on season 5.
I knew this was going to come back up. No, so. He wanted, no. He didn't want me to start the series, to watch the series. He said, give one episode a chance. And he said, and he didn't want me to go back. He said he wanted me to go on a, he wanted me to try an episode that was kind of fresher and like newer with the effects and everything. And he said, and then he said I could take it anywhere I wanted to, but just give one episode a try.
Beh.
So okay, so back to the film. I thought it was too slow. I didn't think that there was enough action in it. I think that for God's sake, I started laughing when they were like, "There's a tree in the road." Okay, I guess I'll go cut it down for you. And like, we saw that in the first movie, and I watched the Everything Wrong with Wolverine Origins or X-Men Origins Wolverine, and I kind of did apply it a little bit to the second movie because they kind of made the same errors, at least I saw in my opinion, and maybe it is rated because of all that, the influence, but I did not enjoy it. I don't feel like it was a great Wolverine movie. And I know you liked it.
I did. I mean, don't get me wrong. It wasn't like my favorite, Marvel movie to ever happen. I went in you know, that if you ignore X-Men First Class, the last few X-Men movies have sucked. Like, I'm also of the opinion that, like, everyone loves, like, the original X-Men movie and, like, X2.
I don't love them, but I like them. I like them enough to own them. And I think, yeah. I think Jason also gets that a little confused with me and you. I think, because we talked in length about this, about the X-Men, and we both agree that, yes, we both like the X-Men movies, but don't love them. I loved First Class.
Yeah, First Class was amazing.
Right.
And I think I've said this before. The original X-Men movie, like, it puts me to sleep now. I just find it really boring. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was amazing because it was like the first one.
Yeah, you know? And you know the special effects and all that, and you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was awesome, and you know, and I loved the X-Men cartoon and stuff growing up, and so I was really excited to see these characters like be fleshed out. But after the second one, I was like, okay, this is the same song, second verse, sort of thing. And then the third one was like, what the crap are you guys smoking? And then, you know, Wolverine, you know, was really pumped about it because it was like, oh, my gosh, we're getting Wolverine. We're getting Deadpool. We're getting Gambit. Like, finally. Like, this is going to be awesome. And then it was like, this is crap.
Yeah. Then so you get Deadpool. You get Deadpool without an outfit and then magic eyes. And then you get 5 minutes of Gambit.
Yeah. And, like, the worst Gambit ever. And so I went into this movie kind of still holding that against them a lot. Like, man, this movie's going to blow because, like, all the other ones have. In fact, you know, I went and saw it at 10 o'clock on Thursday night. So, like, the, you know, the advanced screening, not their midnight showing, obviously, but, you know, before that. But I was almost tempted not to go. Like, my friend was like, hey, you want to go? And I was like, not really. Like, I don't really care. And he was like, let's just go see it at Movie Tavern. You know, we'll get some drinks or whatever. And I was like, oh, whatever. Okay, fine. And then again, I walked out and I was like, oh, it was not bad. That was pretty fun. I actually liked how they kind of tied back some of the Last Stand stuff with him and Jean Grey. I kind of liked it.
I see. And that's the thing is it's cool to throw back, but I thought that there were too many scenes I thought there was too many bed scenes. I thought there was too many like face scenes to where it's like, look at my face.
Yeah.
Look at my face.
Well, and I think it helped the whole story where it's kind of him almost wanting to give up in a way. I don't want to give up. I think if you've seen the trailers, you know that someone's like, hey dude, I can take your immortality away, you can just be a normal person. And so he's kind of tempted by it.
I don't know,
a little bit. And I think that's how they use the drink Jean Grey stuff. And I agree, there was just a little bit too much of it, but I did enjoy it. I did enjoy the flashbacks and having her in it and stuff.
I think that I would have rated it much higher. It was 2 hours and what, 10 minutes long. I think if you cut 30 minutes out, I think it would have upped the rating a lot higher for me.
Yeah, I mean, there was agreed with like the whole tree scene
and then the bullet train. Like, you got a history lesson on excuse me. History lesson on bullet train. Is this one of those bullet trains? No,
does
you've only
go 300 miles an hour.
You've only been around since the days of Japan. And even earlier, and you don't know what a bullet train is yet. And he's like, I heard these things go fast.
Yeah. I guess you'd be like, well, maybe he hasn't been to Japan since the whole Hiroshima thing. But like, dude.
Yeah, right. He knew, he all of a sudden just knew exactly where he was. And he's like, this is the hole. This is where it happened.
But I will say, dude, that scene at the beginning.
I will give it.
That was intense as hell.
I like that. And I thought they were gonna spend more time in like the past in like Japan, and like actually like didn't, you know, he was actually a samurai in some of the comics and stuff, and I thought they were gonna play out that and stuff like that, but then it was just like, all right, you're in a hole.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was a fun movie. I thought it was a lot better than the last one. Better than X-Men Last Stand. I think I texted you this, or maybe even on Facebook. I said I enjoyed it enough that I'm glad I went and saw it. I will not own it,
right?
Unless it comes in like some huge box set.
And you know,
and
I just want
to
say,
to be in there.
I'm a fan of Hugh Jackman. I don't think that you can find a better person to play Wolverine. I think he embodies the character.
And he loves the character. I was reading an interview from him before this movie came out where he was like, I love this character. I'm not ready to give him up. I'm ready to do more movies as Wolverine. And that is almost a little rare these days where you see a guy who's done this role 4 or 5 times now.
Seven.
Jesus. Seven times now? Yeah. Let's see, 3 X-Men movies, First Class, Wolverine, and then this one.
Yep.
So 6.
And then the new one.
Okay, so yeah, then Days of Future Past, I guess, right. He's in that as well. So yeah, like, I mean, it's very rare to see someone that's like, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. even is kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to be Tony Stark anymore. But it's like,
I'll wrap up my thoughts of it with this. I don't know if the same director directed the behind the scenes. I mean, not the behind the scenes, but the end scenes credit. And
probably
I know,
not.
And here's the thing, that was also everybody's takeaway from this movie. They didn't actually talk about the movie. And even Jason said this, he goes, how could you not like this movie? The end scene was incredible and it set up the new movie. Like if that's the only argument you got, of why this movie was good, then I'm sorry, but it wasn't. The end scene was awesome.
Yeah,
like,
I
don't know,
spoiler there, but yeah,
right. And I don't know who directed it, and I already said spoilers in the beginning, so they could have fast forwarded. So I don't know who directed it, if it was the same director of the actual new movie, or if it was the director of actual Wolverine. I don't know if it was James Mangold, but it was shot way differently. It had a different tone. And it was awesome. I liked it. It was really good.
It was probably what's his face that is directing the next movie? The guy that directed all the other X-Men movies except for that one that sucked. What is his name? Bryan Singer?
Bryan Singer. Is it Bryan Singer? No.
Is it not? Is it not? Yes, it is.
Is
X-Men
it?
Days of Future Past.
Bryan Singer.
Well, he's definitely the producer. I'm pretty sure he's the director on it. Yes, Days of Future Past. So there you go.
So it was really, that was really good. I do think that in order to make a correct Wolverine movie, it needs to be rated R.
Agreed. And again, I know you and I have texted about this as well. Exactly. He's hacking and slashing people. People need to be like, their jugulars need to be just be like spewing, like legs and limbs just need to be gone.
And they did do one dismemberment scene in the beginning of the movie, and it was all off camera. All you heard was the thunk. You know, I mean, you saw a little bit, but it was out of focus. And then you heard thunk at the bar, and that was cool. But in order to do this character correctly, it needs to be gritty, it needs to be dirty, it needs to be bloody. I didn't know you could stab people with 6 very sharp, large items and never bleed.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, it was a little disappointing, but I realized that I guess they didn't want the R rating, but they just needs to be an R rated Wolverine
movie.
To make, and just let him just go out and just hack and slash like he's supposed to.
Yeah, and I think that a Wolverine movie needs to be a little more add 2 cups badass and maybe 1 cup badass and then 1 cup action scenes, and I think you got a perfect movie.
Yeah.
So anyways, overall you liked it. Go see it if you want to check it out. Don't depend on our opinions. I mean, mine is so far left of everyone else's.
I would probably give it between like a 6 and a 7. I mean, I liked it enough that, again, I'm glad I went and saw it. I would recommend seeing it for the end credit scene. And I mean, it was a fun movie. We didn't see it, and I'm sure it has no point, but don't go see it in 3D or IMAX 3D. Like, this is a movie that just don't do it. Like, don't waste your money on that.
And so go enjoy it. Create your own opinion on it. Let us know what you think. We are available as always on Facebook and Twitter. You know where to find us. So, coming out next week, we have 2 Guns. With Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. I'll be going to see that.
Yeah. I talked about this before. It looks awesome. It looks fun.
I mean, listen, you take a Mark Wahlberg movie and a Denzel Washington movie, action movies, and then smash them together and you get this. Looks awesome.
It does. I'm a little worried because I haven't seen much on it until last week. Like last week was the first time I think I started seeing trailers for it. Yeah, posters for it. But it's always been like, you know, not yet rated and coming soon.
Yeah.
And like, so that makes me a little nervous that when stuff doesn't get a rating at first.
It is a little worrisome, but it may have just been that the marketing was not there. The marketing budget wasn't there, and you know, they started late, and I didn't even know this movie was getting made until I actually saw the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. So,
the other movie is Smurfs 2. Come on and smurf up.
Ugh.
What the Smurf? I was never a fan.
I wasn't either. And then I like Neil Patrick Harris, but and that's not enough to go see a movie. Yeah.
And then we got the Spectacular Now, which if you're an indie guy, I guess. I don't know.
So Nick, we need you to go see this. The actress Shailene Woodley, I believe is how you pronounce her name. She's going to be in a movie called The Fault in Our Stars, which I'm really excited to see. She's going to play Hazel Grace, which is like the main character. It's based on a book by John Green. Really good book. Really excited about this movie. So that's the only thing I can take away from this, is that maybe go see it to see how she does. I've never seen her in anything else, so.
All right, let's head on over and check out some Blu-rays and DVDs and your favorite segment and your favorite song.
Yay.
Bye.
Box. I want to take a poll on Facebook and see who loves that and who doesn't. I think we'll get more love than hate.
Doubt it.
All right, so coming out this week, first movie up, Buy, Box, or Burn, G.I. Joe.
This is the second one?
Yeah.
Box it.
Box it.
That's me being nice, too.
Okay. How about The Incredible Melting Man?
What? Where? I don't even see that. Oh. I'm
throwing it at you.
Oh, what is this? I don't even know. It's an old movie. I've never seen it. It's got a 7.6, though, on its... box it.
Box it. Okay, how about a little comic book movie, The Justice League, The Flashpoint Paradox.
Oh, my gosh, buy it.
Buy it.
It
now.
Looks awesome. I haven't seen it. I'm really... I'm excited to see it. Apparently, like, things are different. I guess something happened, and I guess he's in, like, an alternate reality.
Mm-hmm.
And all, yeah. So apparently there's, like, there's no Superman, and apparently Batman is, like, tougher and more violent.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Dude, I like it. I love their animated stuff. That's the one thing that I think that DC has over Marvel, is their animated features are phenomenal. But their movies suck, but then Marvel has, like, good movies, but then, like, not good animated features. So
about DC's movies suck?
I'm not saying their movies suck, but, I mean, Green Lantern.
Yeah, okay. You got me there. All right, and what else we got here? We got Star Trek The Next Generation Season 4 Blu-ray remastered, effects all redone.
You know, if you are a big fan, then go buy it. It's been remastered. I mean, like, why not? If you like Star Trek, mm-hmm. like, why wouldn't you go buy this?
How about the Blu-ray The Fog, the original from 1980? I like the remake.
I have not seen this one either. I don't know if I even watched. This is John Carpenter, so it's got to be good. It's got Jamie Lee Curtis in it.
Mm-hmm. It's an automatic good.
Yeah. I'm going to say box it.
Box it.
I mean,
boxing,
I don't know.
Done. That's it. That's done. And we'll do one more.
Okay.
How about Under the Bed?
Jesus Christ, burn it. This looks terrible. It's straight to Blu-ray. Yeah. Its rating right now is currently at a zero because no one's seen it.
Well,
two brothers team up to battle a creature under the bed.
Buy it. All day. All day.
Nope. Just burn it. Burn it. Unless it's on, like, Netflix, then I guess maybe if you have nothing else to do and you just need background noise, then maybe play it. But aside from that, no, just burn it.
Awesome.
So,
all right. Well, that is another edition of Buy, Box, or Burn. This has been another edition of Real Talk. I've enjoyed my time with you, Doug.
Me too. I hope that we got I don't know how long our show, what we're running at right now.
1 hour almost.
Oh, nice. So about normal. Show. Okay.
Yeah, normal. So wasn't rushed, wasn't anything other than what we deliver, which is total BS. And we're bad at what we do, but we love doing it.
That's right.
So until next week, I am Jeremy.
And I'm Doug. And remember, show up around 7:45 on Ustream. We'll put the links on Facebook and Twitter, and you can watch us do this live.
That's right. It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be
bad.
It's going to be something
really bad. All right. Till next week. We'll see you later.